Vielen Dank für die Einladung, den schönen Freiburg. Das ist super. Und ich habe von meinem Greco-German, von meinem Greco-German pronunciation of English. I think the history of technologies of security very literally for me, and I try to summarize my paper. For me, the question of the found concept of technologies of security serve to address the literal techno-social context of technologies of, in this case, of border control. And if I say border control, I mean digital border, the social, the techno-social context of digital border in Europe. Okay. The first part of my paper addresses the question, a methodological question. And this is how we have the possibility to analyze digital border in action. How we can analyze digital border as technologies of security, border security, in action, from an ethnographic point of view. This is not very easy. The second part of my presentation is the solution of the methodological question. Yes, we can, but with the condition we set to address the production of digital signatures, of digital traces in the form of entries in human data system. Entries is the kind, the concrete kind of inscription in a digital, in the algorithm of a digital border machine. Okay, this is the second part, and this is the most technographic part. Okay. Black box theorem. This is the context, the geographical context of my research. And this paper is one of the first presentations of research assumed of our framework in the framework of the UA research project in the transnational digital network, migration, etc. We are, I think, 12 scientists in three different national companies, Italy, Greece, etc. Here we deal with the issue of border crossings in connection with what is here under the notions of deterritorialization, digitalization, sectorization, and diffusion of the so-called EU border control. It's double functions of politics at a distance and data collections is supported by a general knowledge base seat of the politics of border and produces a control network that computerizes not only the forms of surveillance but also the very form of punishment of offenses. By extending the risk of deportability, possibility to be deported, within and behind state boundaries, it creates a new mode of migration management to which we refer as digital deportability or cyber deportability. We speak as a kind of technologies of security, of border security. We speak of digital deportability, very banal, when the risk of digitalized mobility, that is money, duration, and possibly the life itself, are materialized through the computer screen. In this sense, daar met een mes op de frames, zoals kaarten aan de onderste van de frame, tot about Vietnam, about here and there as a form of Vietnam prison. Maar dan nog, deze borders, de famous borders daar is eigenlijk suggests that the European database systems provide the infrastructure that member states need for the detection and exclusion of irregular migrants at home. According to Broder, the European network of data systems is also increasingly used to exclude and, where possible, to expel the group of migrants who here suggested to travel to Europe and are living illegally in one of the member states. Exclude and expel in the same moment. Following product analysis, the fact that exclusion always combines two modalities, namely the exclusion from administration, the exclusion from the technology of border security and documentation, and second, the exclusion through the inscription, through documentation and administration. Our understanding of digital availability as literally technology of security and compassionate the flexible and mobile interplay or modulation between both logics of exclusion through and within the operation of the information and communication technologies of border security. Sorry, is this a change? Yes, it's fair. Our case studies in Italy and Greece focus mainly on the European Automated Fingerprint Identification System, AFIS, ORECA. ORECA is a EU-wide data system, very easy. EU data system. It links a digital collection of fingerprints, that means biometric identification technology combined with information technology, or rather, computer data application, with a particular political report that was established and framed under the so-called Dublin II regulation, a political norm. It is of the process of the European integration, of migration policy, Dublin II regulation. It aims primarily at the prevention of multiple applications of asylum by the same individual and also arbitrary movements of potential asylum applicants and other migrants within the same territory. By the way of registering and re-identifying cross-border movements through search and compile fingerprints, ORECA is a tool of automated border governance and should serve to respond primarily to the phenomenon of the so-called refugees in orbit and asylum shopping. However, ORECA is in fact an amalgam of border security, asylum and immigration issues, as it does not only contain a mandatory basis the records of figures of potential refugees. All individuals who apply for asylum, category 1, but on a voluntary basis, member states can also aid those of irregular crossers of the external borders of the EU, the so-called category 2, and also the laws for the matching of the figures of persons who are residing illegally on the territory of the EU, the so-called illegal. The category 3. Like the Dublin framework, ORECA is a regulation adopted by the Council of the European Union as a Dublin related measure. Online, since 10 years now, and operated as a hit, not hit, cut, not cut system by the European Commission, ORECA's function is as a successive policy instrument, intended to now give the guidance of the Dublin system, which has become manifest in the last 2 years. Okay, then I'm going to ask you, how to study the digital world dynamic? How to study the digital world from an ethnographic perspective? Doing all that from a bottom-up perspective calls one raise on the question, how is the world constructed, managed, and by whom? We think it is crucial to investigate order, as Hagerty and Benson suggest, as a sociologist assimilator. In other words, a something that works its effect by being connected to other technologies, practices, systems, institutions, cultures, and conventions, as the most important biomedical feminist expert, Irma van der Leuk, suggested. To be clear, our interest in order is an approach to technology as something that is inflated by social, organizational, and unique cultures, practices, and imaginaries that are beyond the literal realm of the so-called electronic or online space. Our research tools have to understand how order contributes to the profiling and control of individual and social behaviors, as Isaac Taylor put it, and to capture some of the complex implications of technology and society. So, the starting point of our research is the observation that both in the field of policy consulting, as well as in critical, in the so-called critical current research, the categories of subjectivity and materiality or matter tend to be underrepresented or simply theoretical. By this, we point not only to the under-explored aspects of technological infrastructure of content, but also to the competency of the abilities and capacities of the bodies of migration in relation to the lifetimes today, within what we call digital technology. We try to think the bodies of migration and the bodies technologies of border control in action to the research. And this is what the theory requires to investigate how the knowledge, subjectivities, concerns, and practices of migration say the knowledge, concerns, and practices of technologies of content. Such a perspective allows us to overcome both, on the one hand, a single subject-object relation within the dispositive of security and control, and within the research field itself, and on the other hand, the naivety of technological optimism and technological determinism. We have limited ourselves to present here some first insights from our exploration on the interplay between the actions of migrants and those of the against of the digital border. Digital border is not a concept, this is a migration, a real existing migration machine of sending. In this respect, we have identified the actuality of European border for feed at 3 different geographical spots and some of the connections that are there. Of Dublin II crisis of the last year. included them. This is our problem. Don't explain how the production of names in Europe can be studied from a geographic point of view. When we visited in June 2000 the German Central Unit of Oregon, which is located as an electronic archive within the department of the much bigger German automated identification system, AFIS, with more than 5 million records, at the Federal Criminal Police Office, the CAA, in this part, our other partner, you can see the social scientist in the car. Our interlocutor, the head of the general office, a really big control intellectual, without him, asked us if we, as researchers, know about the reasons or motivations of the Greek authorities to produce such a large number of entries of hits, the so-called hits, in Europe under the category 2 of illegal border crossing, a very easy technical question. But not one thing. He commented on the large number of entries into this category, which told themselves and noted that, in his opinion, this practice has been established neither out of technical nor of logical consideration, but as a result of pooling political compromise. The so-called technical social compact is manifest here. He made the following remark, I quote, In Italy, the number of these records has indeed been reduced to my work. There seems to be a sense of mind to have taken place. Why does Greece not use the category 3? I cannot understand that. Then, if you find out about it, what becomes clear in the consideration of this police officer in Israel, despite the technocratic approach or the techno of the same program, which was enforced with the introduction of the Eurodac system, a wide decentralized range of national and institutional scope for different strategies and tactics exists, then it goes to the quantitative and qualitative feeling of the European Central Union. And a part of the social science, the car. And this is of ever more importance because the technical components of the general unit located in Luxembourg work fully automatically, including the delegation of data. Administrative work there and not all one fingerprint extra. Or that central unit is a so-called lights out system that does mean an eternal black box. How we can study after a black box? Despite the strict simplicity, sophistication and the seeming stringency of all that technological solution, a variety of practices in how to produce, to process and transmit data bodies for storage and circulation of all that are spread over the entire European space. Such data bodies, a technical term, the digital duplication of the person with the definition of the deadline, and defined as the total collection of files connected to an individually complex service to the corporate and police state, the conclusion in the context of border crossings when as few as possible of problem, worrying, or creating identity markers such as papers containing nationality, name, age, gender, and facial photograph, etc. All of these are documented within this data bank. that we call data body. A data body do not serve the data domain of field country national. Rather, it is a way of atomizing an embodied identity of migration, with the aim of making the volatility of migrants' bodies readable via the supposedly objective and universal applicability of biometric representation and the promise of digital hypermobility. Hence, the moving body of migration is literally to be read by machines, isn't it? In the most summarized dimension of the analysis of the production of data in order. Moving bodies as a case of to be read by the machines. But a crucial question is, what about the relation between the data bodies and the real bodies of flesh, bone, of migrants on the moon? So, in the next session, we look at the ways in which different tourist agents in Greece combined to deal with oligarchs for of digital coin, while being here under pressure to comply with the rules in place at the European level through the Dublin regulation. As the German officer allowed Greece as a border state may not have so much interest in the registered category to case as such, and lead to nothing other than that these migrants should and could be sent back when later identified in another member state. Digital surveillance via fingerprinting conducts harm to everything else than a disciplinary strategy, but rather to a control strategy. But the control strategy. The security of borders becomes the sort of iron bodies into separate desired categories. But the model of such a digital archive always seems to be incomplete, such less economic force of power, such as disciplinary and viable mechanism, and that continue to be implicated in the construction of European border making, their appearance in different locations in instances. Interviews with chief officers of the General Asylum Unit in Athens, colleague of Rekar, here we find that in areas such as Evros, in Kumenitsa, Evros, in Kumenitsa, Evros, in Kumenitsa, the platform. Evros and Mozapapas, they are no fingerprint scanners. This is new for us. This was new for us. How we can accept the possibility to have scanners and to not use them? A foreign source from the Piraeus branch, in charge of the coordination of the operational project in Italy, Greece, Malta, and Cyprus, declared in an interview that the funds for the purchase of those machines have been lost because of the danger of the Greek authorities to absorb them on time. In contrast, in many other areas such as Athens or Lesbos, fully enter the regime of digital control By failing to operate this workflow, the process is a key characteristic of the practice of producing data both for the same space as we began to do. The production of data both in the great administrative policy context presents rather a practice assembly dispersed information collected by different agencies with the use of different digital and non-digital means to collect fingerprint data. As the head of the Refugee Union Matrix Police explained to us during an interview, its unit has to improvise its own unique techniques in order to produce fingerprints. This leads to a strange amalgam of data that are very difficult to convert because it consists of inputs on paper and digital algorithms that have later to be processed in the field into the Eurodac system by the General National Human Question in Athens. Time and the control of time is the case here. Interestingly, this is the case when there is a digital fingerprint scanner because the Greek criminological database requires full panel fingerprints which are not possible to produce with their scanners. Unlike a black loss, the Greek police employs fingerprint experts who collect in palm and fingerprints, which are then filed into paper folders stored in the Greek police headquarters, and then scanned and sent to the Eurodac territory. This procedure, according to different interviews, often lasts more than 40 days, and it's only in some cases the local units are asked by the National Eurodac Central Union to retake the fingerprints because they do not fit into the system and its requirement. The process of converting ink prints to digital representation produces a space of difference where unprocessable, incomplete, delayed, or lost data models become pure possible. These are the bars and barriers of data fluidity. And here appears a fundamental split within the vision of digital content. The digital hybrid mobility would try to make fluid what is not yet fluid, the famous definition of such disaster, faces its own limit of liquefying by meeting in its own system the inertia of matter, the inertia of digital matter. The European border is constantly externalized and deteriorized by the problems, but it is also pushed by migrant movements in Africa. As the migrants embody the border, especially in the form of their fingers, and at the same time transgress, they re-temporalize the border and they push it back into the technologies of security, into the European, into the technology of control of European territory. And they make some non-digital